Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, December 12, 2006. An elderly woman dies due to the Israeli army sound bombs fired into her house in the West Bank city of Qalqilya, while two are injured in Gaza clashes. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian sources reported that an elderly Palestinian woman died after the Israeli army fired a sound bomb into her house in the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya on Tuesday morning. Latifa Miskawi, 57, died after having a heart attack when Israeli troops invading Kfar Saba neighborhood in Qalqilya fired a sound bomb into her house, medical sources in the city reported. Soldiers surrounded the neighborhood and started to throw sound bombs and fire live rounds at residents' houses before searching and ransacking them. Troops also confiscated TV sets and electrical equipment from the searched homes, eyewitnesses reported. Latifa's son Mohammed was killed by an undercover Israeli army force in 2003. The army claimed he was a fighter with Aqsa Brigades of Fatah. An Israeli settler driving in the old city of Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank rammed a Palestinian child, causing moderate wounds, Palestinian medical sources reported. Jihad Jaber reported his child Mohammed, 5, was hit by an Israeli settler's vehicle while heading to his school in the old part of Hebron city. Several Israeli army vehicles, accompanied by an armored bulldozer, invaded the village of Walaja, west of the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, and demolished a Palestinian home in the village on Tuesday morning. The house belongs to Munthar Hamad. This is the third time that Hamad's home has been demolished by Israeli forces. Also, the Israeli army abducted 14 Palestinian men during morning invasions into several areas in the West Bank on Tuesday. Local sources in Nablus, in the northern part of the West Bank, reported that soldiers invaded the city from several directions, searched and ransacked a number of houses, and took prisoner 4 residents. On Tuesday at dawn, soldiers stormed the village of Azun, east of Qalqilya city, in the northern part of the West Bank, and abducted 4 men after searching and ransacking scores of houses in the village. Local sources identified the 4 as Yasser Salim, 15, Murad Salim, 17, Ahmad Oda, 22, and Rashid Radwan, 30. Undercover forces of the Israeli army infiltrated into the West Bank city of Tulkarem and abducted 3 Palestinian men on Tuesday, midday, local sources reported. Salah Araki, 24, Momen Safaka, 24, and Motassem Abu Dagshi were taken to an unknown destination when undercover troops, driving a Palestinian-licensed vehicle, forced the 3 into the car and sped to an unknown destination. In Hebron, in the southern part of the West Bank, troops attacked several houses in the villages of Tafua and Ithna, west of the city. 2 men were abducted during the invasion. Ibrahim Izrikat, 26, from Tafua village, and Hitham Awad, from Ithna village, were both moved to an Israeli military camp after troops attacked and searched their houses, their families reported. Soldiers also took prisoner 1 man from Bethlehem city, south of the West Bank, after he headed to Kfar Atzion military camp for an interview with the Secret Service Shin Bet department there. Abdullah Jubran, 25, was ordered to go for the interview in this military post, which is located to the south of Bethlehem. After the interview, agents interrogated him and ordered the soldiers to detain him. In the meantime, hundreds of Palestinians protested in several West Bank areas against Monday's deadly attack that left 3 young brothers dead. The attack was carried out by unknown gunmen in Al Rimal area in Gaza City. The 3 children are Osama, 10, Ahmad, 6, and Salam, 3. Following Tuesday's armed clashes between members of Hamas Executive Force and Palestinian security forces, dominated by Fatah, leaders and security officials of the 2 movements traded accusations over the injury of several residents. The clashes took place while Fatah members and gunmen were protesting the fatal shooting on Monday by unknown gunmen who shot and killed 3 Palestinian children and a man accompanying them in Gaza City after opening fire at a car in Al Rumal area. In Gaza City, 5 residents were injured, some seriously. Both Fatah and Hamas leaders, and leaders of other political and social movements, denounced the attack. The Tuesday clashes took place in Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, as Fatah supporters were marching in condemnation of the Monday shooting. Palestinian security sources reported that members of the executive force, which belonged to the Palestinian Ministry of the Interior, opened fire at the protesters. The ministry denied that executive force members injured any residents. Meanwhile, Palestinian medical sources in Khan Yunis Hospital reported that residents Ahmed Kamil Abdul Libda, 29, and Nafith Abu Daka, 27, were injured by rounds of live ammunition. Abdul Libda was moved to the Gaza European Hospital due to the seriousness of his condition. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today for the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Jane Smith and Ghassan Badnoura.